Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria in Mbombela 25, Johannesburg 24. Die omstrede Nigeriese televisieprediker Timothy Omotoso verlaat Suid-Afrika vandag vrywillig vanaf die Oortambo internasionale lughawe. Dit volg op sy vrylating uit aanhouding hangende 'n appel deur binnelandse sake teen sy klassifikasie as 'n verbode persoon. Omotoso en twee medebeskuldigdes is onlangs op 32 aanklagte, insluitend mensenhandel en verkrachting, vrygespreek na 'n 8 jaar lange verhoor. Die nasionale vervolgingsgesag oorweeg 'n appel op grond van vervolg tekorte tydens die saak. Nou na KwaZulu-Natal waar die soektog voortduur na die verdagtes in 'n massa skietvoorval, 8 mense tussen die ouderdom van 22 en 40 is in die Zama informele nedersetting in die gebied van Umlazi doodgeskiet. Die minister van polisie, Senzo Nkrumah, het intussen die aanval ten sterkste verdoem. Sy woordvoerder, Kamogelo Mogotsi.
The attack, which claimed the lives of innocent individuals, is a horrific act of violence that has no place in our society. Such calculated and cold-blooded violence tears at the fabric of our communities. A dedicated team of investigators has been assigned to pursue every lead, gather critical evidence, and bring those behind this atrocity to book. We will not rest until those responsible face the consequences of their actions.
Adjunkt-president Paul Mashatile sal van môre tot Saterdag 'n afvaardiging na Frankryk lei vir die beleggingskonferensie tussen Suid-Afrika en Frankryk. Die geleentheid is daarop gemik om bilaterale bande te versterk en direkte buitelandse beleggings te lok en sal fokus op sleutelsektore soos energie, toerisme en inligting en kommunikasietegnologie. Mashatile sal ook die Franse eerste minister François Bayrou ontmoet. President Cyril Ramaphosa het advokaat Duma Nokwe as 'n ware revolusionêre figuur geloof tydens sy herbegrafnis die naweek in Johannesburg. Nokwe, die eerste swart advokaat wat tot die Johannesburgse balie toegelaat is, het van 1958 tot 1969 as sekretaris-generaal van die ANC gedien. Hy is in 1978 in ballingskap in Zambië oorlede. Ramaphosa het sy bydrae tot die Vryheidsmanifest beklemtoon.
It is a homecoming of one of our own, one of the finest sons of our country. Who gave everything for the liberation of the people of South Africa. Today we gather here not just to remember a name, but to celebrate two lives that helped to shape the cause of our nation.
In internasionale nuus is Paus Leo die 14de se inhuldigingsmis tans onderweg in die Vatikaanstad. Die paus, gebore Robert Francis Prevost in Chicago, is die eerste Amerikaner om aan die hoof te staan van die wêreld se meer as 1.4 miljard Rooms-Katolieke. Vanoggend se diens word deur duisende mense bygewoon, insluitend hoëgeplaastes soos Oekraïense president Volodymyr Zelensky, Kanadese eerste minister Mark Carney en tientalle Europese koninklikes. Ek's Martine van der Walt Elers, our top story at this hour, controversial Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotoso is voluntarily leaving South Africa today from Oortambo International Airport.
Yeah, I got some good legal advice.
Yep.
We scored it in Roma. I gotta tell you. Yo, that guy, I hope he doesn't have stage fright. There's a quarter of a million people, literally a quarter of a million people waiting for the Toespraak in St. Peter's Square. Unbelievable. Doggy Martina. Okay, so further details coming up at midday. And I'll also be telling you the story about a true tragedy that has befallen one of the world's last sailing ships. Details coming up.
Jacaranda FM plays music you love.
I got you.
Like this.